Welcome. We're going to go on the air here if we can. Let's see. Why are we not on the air?
We are.
It says on the air, but I'm not. Okay, here we go. All right. You've been listening in to what happens when producers have trouble with their computer systems. Yeah, we, for some reason, the opener of this program did not play. And so it went right to the first break contents. So we will not be hearing that break. We're going to be going, waiting until, we'll take a break at the bottom of the hour, and there's some music there, and then we'll be back on track. But welcome. This is the front line, that much I know. And we have today with us in the studio my two co-hosts, of whom I'm grateful for your ministries and your presence here. You help keep me on track. To my immediate right is my good brother, a longtime brother, Ed Skiba.
Good morning. Amen. Another beautiful South Florida morning.
Amen.
And even though we have rain, we need it. Thank you, Lord, for
yes.
the rain.
I agree.
Oh, man.
I agree.
I live out in Indian Town, and things are getting really dusty and
yeah.
and brown out there.
Yes.
And
expect yeah. the farmers mm. need the rain for their
thank
crops.
God.
Yeah,
this is great. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate it.
We do need more.
When I
and
lived
more
in
that.
Africa, every time it rained, if I came to a village and it rained, they would say, "You brought us blessing."
It yeah.
was always a blessing. So this is a blessing from God.
Yes, amen. Amen. And Ann Limhoko, again, we have the opportunity of working together.
Yes, it's such a blessing to be on every Monday. But God bless you, and this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad
amen.
Today.
Amen.
Thank you.
And I want to, before I introduce our guest today, I give you a little preamble. Well, I'll say his name. Reverend Ezekiel Jones is with us. Lively Stones Ministries. And I must say, I've had the privilege of working with Brother Jones as a producer, Lively Stones Ministries program that airs every Saturday morning at 7:30. It's live. And I'm telling you, when I say live, I witness to the Holy Spirit alive through this faithful man's ministry, a man of God, a man of the Word, who is bold in his desire to bring the truth to yes. to the world, to yes, bring the yes. truth to the world, unabashedly, unapologetically.
Amen. Yes.
And gosh, we just need more people than that. Reverend Ezekiel Jones, welcome
yes,
to the
yes,
front line.
Yes. Well, praise God. Praise God, amen, for the opportunity, Pastor David, for being here. Amen. And the panel, amen, the platform here at WCNO. I just thank God, amen, for what he's doing, what he's going to do, amen, for just present time.
Amen.
Amen. Ooh. Right now, because if it had not been for the Lord, that who was on your side, where would
yes.
you be at this morning?
Amen.
We just thank God for his love, his power, amen, his majesty, amen, and what he's going to do and what he's continued to do, amen, in our life.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for
yes.
you. Glory to God.
I was going to start, I always like to start with someone who's not been on the program before, as our listeners, who, many of whom are very faithful, like yourself, actually, you yeah. listen every day.
Yeah, I do, I do.
And that's, I'm grateful for that.
Okay.
But tell us, you know, tell us your God story. When did Christ Jesus become real to you?
You know, we live in a time, in a dog era. And in order for us to be able to be overcomers, we have to follow Jesus and keep our eye on the Lord at all times.
Mm, amen.
And when the Lord began to come into my life, it was 1996. I was 30 years old, and I had a period of a 10-year period of a decade that I couldn't get out of my own way.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
It was one thing after the next, you know, and everything was going wrong in my life. So I just began to reach out to the Lord in 1996. I went to a revival up in Fort Pierce on 13th Street Church of God. Mm-hmm. And I just had a newness. I had an expected heart, and God began to come into my heart when the man of God from St. Louis, Missouri told me that I had a calling upon my life.
Mm. Wow.
And if I didn't stop doing what I was doing, mm-hmm. amen, and being topsy-turvy, if I don't come over to the Lord's side at this time, amen. Ain't no telling what's going to happen to me.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, And it is better to know God now rather than to know of him. And Satan want to kill us. Satan wants you to die in your sins.
Yeah.
Yes.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. And I had to get to know him at that particular time, at that appointed time. And therefore, when he came into my life, I began to walk in a way that the Lord would want me to walk. Mm-hmm. And don't say, it is a point to where everything ain't perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not perfect. Mm-hmm. The Bible said that a just man will fall seven times and rises up again.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Just because you're going through the wilderness, you don't have to stay in the wilderness. You can get up. That's all God requires us to do. Much is given, much is required to get up and keep on moving.
Amen.
So we to the rebirth of who I am now and the rebirth or the baptism of the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And born of the water and the spirit.
Yes.
The water means physical.
Yes.
But the spirit means internal life, spiritual, through Jesus Christ being born again and baptized, with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now,
the power.
So from 1996, from 1996 on to this day forth right now, living and staying on the battlefield, for the Lord. Now, granted, now, when I was raised, when I came up into my household with my mother, and my father, that was another different story, because a lot of times single parents now is tough for single parents.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom only sent us to church on Easters on special occasions.
Okay.
So I wasn't born in a biblical home or as a Christian background, but I did sung in the choir as a kid.
Okay. Well.
And I did the Easter thing with the Easter hunting basket and all that. But thanks be unto God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That you fast forward the script now and it's just echoing. Amen. Uh-huh. For God and the glory of God. Amen. That's in my life right now.
Hallelujah.
You know, can I say something really quickly?
Sure.
How you said, Reverend, that we don't need to just know of him, but we need to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
when we know his character, that's one of my prayers. Like, I want to know you. Show me who you are. You know what I mean? Like to know the Lord, not know of him and just read about him, but Holy Spirit, show me. That's powerful.
My epiphany with the Lord is when he spoke to me in my heart and he said, you know about my son, but you don't know my son.
Mm.
And that was a turning point in my life.
Mm-hmm. And we all need to know him in these last and evil days that we're living in. I'm just reminded when Jesus began to ask a question of his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
He began to ask a question and say, who do men say that I am?
Yeah.
Mm. You know, because Jesus wanted to know, who do men say that I am? And Peter rose up and said, some say that I John the Baptist. Some say that I the prophet. Some say that I Isaiah. Amen. Mm-hmm. But who do you say I am?
Yes.
Forget all about that. Let's get cut to the chase. Forget all about that. There's a relationship. Who am I to you?
Yes.
Do you have a desire to want to serve me?
Mm-hmm.
To be able to want to go the extra mile, that's something that's burning on the inside of me. I can't.
Right.
We can't go on what somebody else faith or somebody else what the preacher give us. We got to begin to know the Lord in this last and evil day for ourselves.
Amen.
Because Satan want to catch you. It's good when you go to church. It's good when you go in fellowship and be among the saints and you grow scrimp. Something went to church yesterday and they found the release from the Lord and they felt good and they was on a spiritual high. It was a spiritual waking. Amen. This morning out there. But when you get alone, Satan always try to come back and tempt you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to get to know God.
Yes.
Amen. For yourself.
Amen.
And believe that who he is.
Yes.
Praise God.
When I stand before the Lord in judgment, he's not going to say, where's your wife? I want to check with her to see how you... It's going to be
me. It's your walk between you and
him.
We all got to stand before God. Honestly,
that's right.
And
individually.
That's right. Amen.
The thing I want to say, brother, because, we've talked about this after... Usually this time after your program on Saturdays when I'm producing, we chit-chat about this and that and the other. It's always God stuff. But
it's an honor.
But the thing that I enjoy about you as a man of God, and it's certainly a critical part of your ministry, and that is when God is using you, it's the uncluttered truth of God. Now, when I say that, what do I mean? And Ed and I have both rubbed shoulders with a lot of pastors over our many, many years in ministry. And I have to say, even I myself have fallen into this trap of preaching and teaching and maybe getting caught up with all that I know and wanting to express to other people so they can be impressed with all that I know. And to the point that that when I'm offering a word, it gets cluttered with all of my thoughts. And I, by the way, I know you're a smart guy. You are. You're a very smart man. God has given you a tremendous mind and the ability to use it. When you're serving God in sharing the word, what I'm hearing is I don't have to be concerned if there's any cluttering going on in the content because it's pure truth. God is giving you, you're listening to him. He is giving you his word and you're sharing it. You're not throwing any bit of yourself in there. You're not throwing opinions, you know, your own personal thoughts, even though you could. But when you're in that ministry mode, what I've observed with great joy is that the uncluttered, unfettered truth of God is being shared. And I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to be flat out promoting your program right now, because Saturday morning at 7:30, if you want to hear God's word in such a way that it comes cleanly from God through this man, through his heart and his soul, that's to tune in 89.9, 7:30 every Saturday morning. Amen. And listen. It's got a 30. Wish you had more time, but you started out with 15 minutes. Right. Which is actually 13 minutes and 20 seconds.
Absolutely.
And then
absolutely.
Now we're at 27, 28 minutes in your half hour slot.
Yes.
But I that encourages me. I don't know if you have any words to kind of respond to that, brother, but that should be the goal of every believer, is to share the word of God cleanly like that.
Yeah. The unadulterated word of God. Clean, undefiled before God.
Yeah, amen.
Wanting to be just a representative of the risen God and do what God would have you to do and go where God would have you to go and say what God would have you to say. And and to know that the anointing, because we can't do nothing without the anointing.
Amen.
Amen.
See, the anointing was going to bring the deliverance.
Amen.
The anointing was going to bring and destroy the yoke.
Yeah. It's
going to lift the burdens.
Yeah.
The Bible say, come unto me, all you that laden and heavy laden, I will give you rest.
Yes.
All that baggage, everything that comes with depression, oppression, will cease in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And you're talking about Lively Stones Ministry. The Bible says, 1 Peter 2:5, you are a lively stone built up a spiritual house.
Amen.
When you begin to think about a spiritual house, you're thinking about the heart, what's in the heart, the temple of God. This is where God want to dwell at. That you offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's the fresh word, the word with the dew, the residue, the dew of God. You know what I mean? When you're talking about being up early in the morning and listening to the word of God, and I appreciate that, Pastor David, for promoting the ministry. Amen. It's just such an honor and a blessing, amen, to be among the living and not among the dead. You know,
to be able
to make a difference, you know, in someone else's life, that you can be able to speak the word of life. That's why Jesus said, "My words, they are spirit,
and they are
life." I'm reminded when Abraham, the Bible speaks about people of God getting up early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And being on a commission and being on the battlefield for the Lord. When Abraham began to get up and he offered Isaac, began to offer Isaac up for a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because he wanted to please God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he did that. But even though God had a ram in the bush, glory to God. Joshua got up early in the morning to get able to go to take the people across the river to Jericho. They got up early. Jesus himself got up early in the morning to get away from the in a solitary area to begin to pray and get away from everybody. You know, the small, still voice. The Bible say, be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
God. And somebody out there this morning, you're going through a little something in your life. I encourage you right now, amen, to not just be a Sunday morning Christian.
Yeah.
Not just to be, reading your Bible sometimes get in the Word. The Word of God will edify you. It's powerful and it's sharp and two-edged sword. Glory to God. So we need to understand and we need to know that the Word of God is filtered out. It's clean and it's undefiled.
Yes.
It's pure. The only just will see God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Always. Hallelujah.
You know, something, this radio station really is a ministry. We do a lot of teaching. And when any of the programs we have, teaching happens. And it's certainly happening this morning. But the Lord reminded me, as you were sharing, brother, that there are several areas of misunderstanding that some Christians hold because that's the only teaching they've gotten. But there, and when we're talking about being born again, now everyone in this room understands what that means.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know in the journeys that I've had, and Ed, too, you remember, I think, coming out of the denominations we came out of, that there are some denominations teach that one's baptism is also to be born again. That when I was baptized, and I was 8 days old, and I was baptized, and I don't doubt what the scriptures say about God's work in baptism. I don't doubt that God was doing something in my life. But some churches teach that when you're baptized, whatever age, that's when you get born again. Now, but Jesus, when he talks to Nicodemus about being born again, and of course Nicodemus doesn't understand it, maybe because he had the same poor quality teaching that I had, you know, and as I was growing up, and many other people do, that being born again is something. It's a deep. It's a spiritual. It's the Holy Spirit moving at a time. Now I will say for me, I was baptized at 8 days old, all right?
Mm-hmm.
March, 8 days after March 16th, 24th, March 24th of 1950. But I was born again on November 3rd, 1976, when I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, because Amen. Then I got Jesus.
Right.
And I got the Holy Spirit, and I got walked into the presence of the Father. And I think, talk about that, because there are a lot of people and they're saying, you know, well, when I was baptized and they told me I was born again, but when I hear people talking about being born again, I don't have that kind of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a difference. See, I don't believe, and it's firmly a believer of once saved, always saved. A reformation that takes place in a process of development when I'm wanting to get baptized in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. And there's a rebirth that's beginning to take place. And it's a transformation, and it's an ignitement, if you would, at that time.
Yeah.
Because the Spirit of God, or the living God, as the water represents the physical aspect of it. It's the water, the physical aspect. But as you go down and be dipped, and you comes up, and the Spirit of God have already shattered you, and then there's a difference. And the reason why you know there's a difference is because you have no desire to try to do the things that you used to do before you went down.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a change. No one can. Mm-hmm. You can't be baptized and up under the power of God and still continue to do the things of old.
Yeah.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ,
Amen.
Right, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Yes.
Amen. So there's a newness in you. There's a change in you. Other people will see the change in you. You know,
yes.
You know, the symbolic until the waters, the rivers of the water, the out of your belly shall flow. You know, rivers of living water, spirit.
Yeah.
The word that he speaks, there's spirit, and there's life. Now, I got baptized too as well when I was young, but I needed to be redipped. I recently got baptized again.
Amen.
And just not too long ago, probably like 24, because I wanted another touch from God. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure. I wanted to know that I know that I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I want to hear from the Lord only. And I want, you know what I mean? And Him, I want to hear from.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to, you know, kind of be to the point where the anointing and allow God to be able to use me in such a special way. And then I'd be wanting to be an example for somebody else that when we got baptized in the river from the church that I was going to at the time, you know what I mean, over there in the river, over there in Fort Pierce on the South Beach over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I bear witness what you're saying. And like Nicodemus was so carnal-minded.
Yeah.
And he was the leader of the Pharisees.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And he's saying, how can a man be born again? Jesus said that to enter into the kingdom of God, you must be born again.
Amen.
And then Nicodemus, you know what I mean, just being unlearned and so naive, you know, how can a man be born again? Can he enter into his mother womb a second time? No, it's a rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual atmosphere, is a spiritual awakening.
Yes.
Amen. And you can feel it. You can feel it. No man, the Holy Spirit, have to be described, amen, from within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
None of us, each other in this room, and all believers all over this nation on God's green earth, can only experience the Holy Spirit from within themselves.
Yes.
You can't get my Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I can't get your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
We have to all experience that for ourselves. So when we be dipped and then we come back up, then we walking into the newness of life. Why? Because we want to satisfy and we want to be obedient unto God. And
praise
He said,
God.
When you be obedient, you shall eat from the good of the land.
Amen. And when that happens to us individually, and then the Lord brings us into communion with Himself in each other. You know, this is a wonderful, we're doing church right now, folks.
Yeah.
You
know, I love it.
Because this is Holy Spirit driven.
Just yesterday, I preached to my folks out there in Indiantown. We got too much religion, not enough relationship.
Yeah.
That's, that's exactly the problem.
That's right.
Not just with each other, but with God, too.
That's right. That's right.
Don't look to me to tell you what the Word says. Get in there.
Get in the Word for yourself.
The Spirit is saying to you.
Get in your Word for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of time with people. When we come together, the Bible says, forsake not assembling yourselves together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
We have to come together.
When we come together as one,
being
of one mind on one accord,
amen,
things begin to happen. We can lift off the roof.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We can lift, because Jesus said that if I be lifted up,
yes,
if I only be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me.
And I
firmly believe in an overall prayer. And when you come into the church of God, the Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness and come into His presence with singing.
Amen.
Already be ready, fired up when you get there.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Why would you be already excited? Because I done spent time with the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And I can't wait to get to the house of the Lord.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen. I love
That's
the right. house of the Lord. Yes.
David said that I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Lord.
He was excited.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Nobody should have to pump and prime you and fire you up. You should have a desire.
To be want to be there. Amen.
Amen.
Being
the presence of God's there.
Glory to God. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I was, we have a few minutes before our bottom of the hour break. I want to say, if you want to call in and ask Pastor Ezekiel a question or make a comment, the number is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And there should be somebody out there to take your call. On Mondays, it's kind of a toss-up, but Jonathan's out there. So I hope you'll be able to do that if you want to call in. And I hope some of you may have a question or a comment. You know, we like to have that interchange here.
Praise God.
And my erstwhile co-host over here, Ann, will have her finger poised over the phone, the button that'll get you on the air. So anyway, we have a few minutes. I want to ask you, we touched on a theme. We didn't mention it by name, but your heart is so focused on the unity of the people of God. We don't seem to have that today. But what has God been speaking to you about His heart for unity?
Unity. Unity is everything when you and God. And He said, how good and how pleasant is brothers dwell dwell together in unity. Mm-hmm.
Like and, the oil that brings down the beard.
And then when there's unity, there's strength.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, there's love. There's yeah. concern. There's sharing. There's knowing. And the life that we live now, here, it just seemed like as a believer and being in the body of Christ, we have to get to a point where we're just servants of the Most High God.
Amen.
And our job and is to please God. Therefore, we don't put no trust in man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
Yes.
Yes.
And lean not to our own understanding. But that don't make us sensitive to being let down when we don't receive the love that we shall, you know, receive. And there's so many people have been heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have been put their trust in people because they thought it was unity.
Mm-hmm.
And their heart wasn't there. God said he's going to take away the heart.
Yeah.
The stony heart.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And give you a heart
of flesh.
Of flesh.
Yes. Amen.
That's what God's going to do. He's going to renew it. And it ties all in to walking the walk of integrity in the steps of a good man.
Amen.
Ordered by the Lord.
Ordered by the Lord.
You know,
amen.
And the love, the unity. Unity is love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. unity, coming together, lifting one another up.
Building each other up.
Bearing one another's burden.
Mm-hmm.
And when one rejoice, we all rejoice. I'm excited what the Lord is doing for you in your life.
I'm excited
for the opportunity, and I think all that comes with it. And then to be concerned when I don't hear from a one. You know, Pastor David called me one time before, and I wasn't feeling too well. I told Ann here, me and my wife is from St. Croix, and we came back from a flight, and I got sick over there on the flight. Mm-hmm. And I got a phone call from Pastor David. And he was concerned about me. He just called and see how I was doing. You know what I mean? Because he had heard. Because I missed two programs here on the radio, and we had pretty much a perfect attendance. Yeah. We don't miss something. If I don't come, something wrong.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
So he picked up the phone.
We don't miss. We might run a little late, but we coming.
Amen.
If the Lord's will. But he called me.
Yeah.
I love him. I thought that was beautiful, him calling me, checking up on me, you know, like that. And that's unity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we should do as Christian one to another.
Amen.
When we don't see one another, even much in the church. When you don't see your fellow man or if your fellow sister in the church and you're wondering about them, you ought to call them if you know their numbers, check up on them, see how they're doing.
That's right.
Yeah. Because something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
For all the pastors that are listening out there, the devil don't care if we go to church as long as we go to different churches. And as long as we keep going to different churches and thinking we got the only truth,
true.
The devil wins.
That's right.
So remember that, pastors, because you're jealous of the other guy's congregation.
Mm-hmm.
Knock it off, man.
Tell the truth.
We need to be in unity.
That's right. Be in unity.
Well, this is, and I picked that up in our conversation today because this is something that you've shared from your heart. When we've had time to talk after your program, and that that's something we particularly share. I think everybody in this studio shares a desire for the kind of unity. When Jesus prays in, I think it's John 10, I think it's John 10, maybe it's John 17. Yeah, 17, 10. But he prays, Father, may they be one even as we are
even
one.
Even as we are one.
And, you know, you can go back to the Word of God, you can see the purity of God, of Jesus' intentions for his disciples. And then you look at every believing Christian is a disciple of Jesus today. So when our Lord 2,000 years ago prayed for the kind of unity, he talked about it for all of us who believe to be one, even as he and the Father is one, that unity cannot survive if there's any disunity, there's any disagreement. Now we look at, this is my soapbox and I'll own it, but we look at today, over 15,000 denominations in Christianity all over the world.
That's my point.
On the Protestant side. And in many cases, those divisions are so sharp that when one person in one denomination talks about another denomination,
yes,
there's hate in their voice.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
Listen, this is serious. God, when you read the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
you read Jesus' intentions for his church, then denominationalism doesn't stack up yep. with his desire for unity. It just doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Which means he is calling us today to gather together as brothers and sisters apart from our denominations, together over the what is common to us. What is common to us?
What so much is common to us is being in a place where, okay, I am not from this. And I hate to use the aspect of religion. I wasn't brought up in a Baptist church. I'm Pentecost. I'm from Church of God Church. So I feel like I just should go to Pentecost Church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this denomination over here don't uplift the name of Jesus. Like, they teaching is not the unadulterated God.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think we get too caught up in denominations and you know, you got Methodist, you know, yeah. you got Baptist, you got Pentecost, you got, you know, Church of God, you know. And we need to come off of that because Jesus yeah. is mm-hmm. one Lord, one faith, mm-hmm. one baptism.
Yes.
One, the death, the burial, and the mm-hmm. resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And
Amen.
If we allow Satan to come in and continue to knock off our course and to sell in for us to be where we're going to go, and I can't receive nothing from a Baptist preacher, I can't receive nothing, you know what I mean, from a Methodist preacher. It's just mm-hmm. like Catholic people, their religion or their denomination, they believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection as well. They believe in one Lord, one faith,
mm-hmm. yes.
and one baptism. Now, it have been some things said about them, but yet for see, but that is not for me to pass judgment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, nothing yeah. like that. We need to keep our eyes focused on God.
Mm-hmm.
But right. I just think that all our hearts need to be, you know what I mean, stirred toward Jesus Christ. No matter where we come from, we all people of God. We all people from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We all fellowship and one accord and being with him. So I think we just get too caught up in that, and I think Satan just put the blinders on us. You know, Man. We won't be able to show that love, and that's I don't want to hear from them. You know, you got a lot of folk like that today.
Yeah.
Out there today that I'm not from that era. I'm not from that church. There's somebody in that church I don't agree with. Somebody in that church that offended me, you know,
yeah.
and things of this mm-hmm. nature.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We need to get past that and yeah. put out, and you know, and no matter what, I go to Baptist church. I'm a Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to Baptist churches, mm-hmm. wherever the name mm-hmm. of the Lord is being preached at, wherever yes. they're preaching Jesus,
yes.
and I know that it's sound Amen. Doctrine, that's where I'm going at.
Amen.
And that's the core of what brings us together. It's mm-hmm, Jesus. Yeah. It's the gospel message.
Mm-hmm.
It's the authoritative yeah, word of God
absolutely.
And the mission, the great commission that applies to everybody who claims to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
Now, on Sunday, if you wear a suit and tie or vestments, or if you wear a Hawaiian shirt and shorts, which I sometimes do in my home church, mm-hmm. but the point being is that there are distinctions among denominations that fall under the category of doctrine
mm-hmm.
or tradition.
Dogma.
Dogma.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
Mm.
But where God wants us to go, the centrality of the church is found in Jesus Christ. Right? He is our foundation. You know?
Absolutely.
What I wear on Sunday, the color of the furniture in the church, you know,
the
how many windows I have and what shape they are,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the... the quality of the cars in the parking lot, none of that
yeah.
is critical.
Mm-mm.
We are believers, and if we will come together around that truth, then we will begin to see the unity that Jesus was talking about
mm-hmm.
when he prayed that we would be one, even as he and the Father are one.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. let's take a break, and I'm going to do this right now so it works. and then after the break, little music, Ron Canole, Jesus is Alive. Is
Amen.
The title of this, and we'll be back. If you want to call in, 772-221-1100.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Cannoli, and Jesus is alive.
Amen.
And hallelujah. And if you don't know that, keep listening, because we're going to talk more about Jesus. But I wanted to get back, Reverend Ezekiel Jones, Lively Stones Ministries. How did that come about, and what is the extent of Lively Stones Ministries?
Lively Stones Ministry was birthed in 2002. Formerly, I was with Labors for Christ Ministry. In 1999, we was on WJFP 91.1, mm-hmm. Fort Pierce.
We used to have that station. Was used to be a part of our network.
Yeah, yeah. So I had an opportunity to come on there by Pastor Jenkins, Samuel Jenkins, from Fort Pierce. Actually, he's in Texas now. He gave me an opportunity to come on the air and to be able to tell, you know, begin to tell what the Lord is doing, you know, in my life. And how God have really, really, you know, done a work in my life and just turned everything around. Only because I was willing and wanting to, you know, offer up a spiritual sacrifice, you know, unto God. And when I did get the opportunity to go on the air in 1999, I believe it was Mother's Day. To this day, Mother's Day was yesterday. It was 1999.
Wow.
He was on the air with me for about a year, and him and his wife relocated. They moved to Texas. So I began to pray, and I asked the Lord. I said, "Lord, do you want me to take this spot?" You know, and the Lord said, "You take this spot." And the Lord began to say, "Deal with me, take this spot here, because you have spoken." Because it already had been a prophetic word already had spoken to me that God had a calling upon my life, and even much when I was reaching out to the Lord, but I wasn't where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of preachers came to me and just said that you got a calling on your life. You're a preacher. You know what I mean? And I had to answer the calling. I didn't know if you don't have a calling on you have a calling on your life, you don't, and do what does saith the Lord. Amen. You have to pay the consequences for that. It'd be ramifications. Ramifications because of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's
your calling. That's a divine revelation. Mm-hmm. Amen. What the Lord will have for you, and at that time when Lively Stones Ministry first aired in 2001, we was there for a good quite while. We was there for about 4 years. I don't know what happened to the radio station at WJFP. I think they kind of went under a bit. I don't know what had happened to them, but they changed the network for some reason. So I really didn't know what had happened.
What year was that? Because
this was from 2000 about 04, 05.
Okay. I don't know if we owned it at that time. I know I was a hospice chaplain from 2010 to 2016, and about 2012 a coworker of mine, her husband had a program there. She and her husband on Sunday, 15-minute program, and they invited me to come and talk about my ministry as a chaplain. So that was then. I know they were part of our network, National Christian Network, at that time. But I don't know what happened prior to that.
Yeah, and so Lively Stones, it's a base foundation with God, exuberant. And as you begin to think about Lively Stone, a living stone, and you begin to look at the verse above, 1 Peter 2 and 5, that verse 4, when it said, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. And we are all children of God if we're professing the name of Christ. And we have called, and we have been called by our name. God have called us by our name. He ain't called us no any name. He called us by our name. And then you are special. You are a jewel of God. And I embraced that opportunity, what I had, the theme, Lively Stones Ministry, just came to me. The Lord began to speak to me, 1 Peter 2 and 5. And from that time forth, we've been living and doing what the Lord have called us to be, the living stone, as Jesus was that was that chief cornerstone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. And a lot of times when we reflect out there, radio listening audience out there this morning, when you rejection, nobody want to face rejection in their life. You know, it's a sad thing when we face rejection, you know, but when rejection is a thing that can have you in a desolated area. It can have you depressed. It can cause you to go into a great depression in your life when you can give up all hope in your life. We all want to be accepted by something. The ministry where everybody is somebody and Jesus Christ is Lord. So this was this slogan to treat each and every God have no respect of person. God loved each and every one of his children. You know, if you name the name of Christ, but the Bible said, let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. If you're doing what is right, thus saith the Lord, and you have a clean heart and pure before God, there's no good thing God will not withhold before thee. So therefore, no respect of person with God and being rejected. You know, a lot of times when we was young coming up, and even much in the ministry, even much in our churches, folk have rejected us in churches. Everybody's not going to like how you look. Everybody's not going to agree with some of the things that you say because you don't water nothing down. You come right at it with the true word of God. You don't cut no corners. Amen. You don't sugarcoat it. Amen. The word is pure, and you come right at it. So the word can just fall wherever it may. Well, the chips fall wherever it may. Sometimes some people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear all the truth. So you know, in my look back, you know, in my life and being rejected, you know, and playing sports and stuff like that, and being denied for who I was, and just people just don't like you just the way you look. Let me tell you something. You know what I mean? Just how you going about living your life. You know what I mean? Covetousness. You know, and desiring to want to have something that somebody else has had. You know, we get caught up in these types of things. Somebody else gets a new car, you want a new car. You know, your neighbor done painted their house, you want to paint your house. You know what I mean? You know, copycat. But if anybody I want a copycat off of, it's Jesus Christ. Replicating. Being a duplicate of Christ Jesus. So Lively Stones Ministry is just basically a program. It's a ministry of going out and showing the love of God and being servants of the Most High God. Jesus made himself of no reputation, but took upon himself the form of a servant. And being servants and being the representative of God and being the commission, the great commission of God, going into all of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And to do and observe and do all things what God have commissioned for us to do. And that's basically it in a nutshell, you know, right there. It's just facing rejection. You know what I mean? And the rejection is the day. The Bible says that Jesus came unto his own received him not. So that's Jesus was rejected.
He was rejected.
And that jumped out at me right there. And I said, Lord, I know you're talking to me. I know you're talking to me. He was rejected, but he said, but as many as received him, he gave them power. To overcome, to be the sons and the daughters of God. You know, so praise God just for that.
Amen. I'm with you.
Yeah.
No, prophet is never heard in his own country.
That's right.
That's the truth.
That's right.
And what you do speak so loud, they can't hear what you say.
That's right. Amen. Glory to God.
It's just true.
It's loving. It's loving. And just have the love of God in your heart.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Realize who he is in your life out there this morning, friend. You know what I mean? It's just a blessing to know God. Amen. And to be of a point of exuberance. Amen. Exuberance, being excited. Yep. Amen. For what God is doing now. Amen. And what he's going to do in the near future, in the foreseeable future.
Yep.
Amen. God is speaking to somebody's heart out there this morning. Somebody out there right now, you're discouraged. You done been rejected. Maybe some things in your life right now that somebody promised you a raise on the job, and somebody else then came and got a raise already. You've been there longer than they have. You know what I mean? And you feel like you're being rejected. You feel like you're being denied. But despite of all that, if you trust and depending and leaning on the Lord, amen, God gonna make a way for you in your life. You just continue to do what you're doing. Amen. Read that word of God, pray, amen, get excited because God about to do a new thing. He said that all the things has passed away, behold, all things about to spring forth a new thing in your life. Forget about the former thing. Forget about the things of old.
Amen.
It's gonna spring forth in your life, friend. Just understand who God is in your life.
Amen.
That's right.
And you know, that's the word of the Spirit. Is touching many people right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we tend to live in a culture that wants to look at the dark side, that wants to look at the downside. There's, people are always complaining, and they're victims. It's like a victim mentality out there.
Professional victims. Yeah.
They're everybody's looking for an opportunity to be wounded, to be diminished, you know, to be a victim. And the secular part of our culture promotes that,
mm-hmm.
you know, but. Brother, I love it. Because this is the word of God. It challenges that. What you've been talking about, what you've been sharing is coming from your heart. It's Holy Spirit led. And it cuts through those dark garments of fear and anger mm-hmm. that people put on.
Regrets.
Oh my gosh, oh poor me. Well, you know, look, I'm tired of going to your pity party. Right?
Amen.
And everybody around you is.
That's true.
But listen, rather than take that as a judgment, what my brother has just spoken of is true. If you, and really, if you know Jesus, why in the heck are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
If you know the Lord, why have you fallen into that dark place?
Right.
Why have you decided to become a victim when Jesus, his death on the cross, his resurrection, delivered you from that.
Yes.
You know, you got me going, brother. But it's true. It's truth. It's God's truth.
Well, yes. All your burdens and all your sins have been nailed to the cross.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And you've been exonerated.
Mm-hmm.
You've been exonerated, which meaning not found guilty.
Yeah.
He have battened your burdens for you. Jesus Christ. The God, amen, of all. And if God be for you, friend, who can be against you?
Amen.
More than the whole world against you, amen. And a lot of times we don't have peace in our life, amen. The only reason why we don't have the peace in our life because we allow Satan to come and interrupt and disturb. Amen.
That's our nest, to disturb our home.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. And we profess in the name of Christ. Don't you understand that who God is? In your life, don't you know he's the way maker? And so don't you understand that he's the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last? Right. Everything begin and finish with God. That's why when Jesus says on the cross, it is finished. It's done, Father, because he come to do the will, amen, of his Father. So therefore, if we please in God, if we truly understand what the gospel is and the good news is, if we continue to understand that he's the author, amen, of our peace and self-control and tempers and everything, we ought to be able to, amen, endure unto the end, endure to the cross. Jesus ran his race, amen. Lay aside everything, every weight, every sin that's so easily set before us. And let us run the race with perseverance and pushing on, amen, regardless of despite what's facing us.
That's right. I love the expression people say, well, under the circumstances, Well, what are you doing way down there under the circumstances? Get up on top of them.
Yes, praise God. Overcomer.
Because we're overcomers.
Be victorious. Yep.
Be overcomers. And we overcomers. We overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And being overcomers by that. And that's what's going to strengthen us. Amen. Forget about the past. Forget about the past. The past don't define who you it defines who you are at some point now, because you don't want to look in the past because that was a dark place. Now there's light has been shined. Amen. The Bible says that men love darkness rather than light. And when Jesus came in the book of John, when he came in the first of John, John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that take away the sins of the world." That same light shined in darkness, but darkness comprehended it not. Because the Bible says men love darkness rather than light. Amen. So you have a desire to want to do what you want to do. You have a desire to continue to do and to do everything else but call upon the name of the Lord. But if the Bible says, if you call upon the name of the Lord, the same shall be saved. Just call on him.
Yes.
His hand is there. He's always there for you in your need. Amen. That's why I say it's so critical, so pitiful, amen, for us to get to know God right now. That we're in right now. Because we're in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation that we're living in right now.
Yes.
And somebody in our families out there this morning, somebody in the family need to know the true word of God, that we can be able to pray over our children, pray over our circumstances, pray over our finances, pray over our husband and our wife, somebody. You got to dig down deep. Amen. For God's still on the throne.
Amen. Amen. Yes. He never left.
He's still on the throne. He's still on the throne. There's still hope. There's still hope for you out there this morning. You don't have to give up. You don't have to throw in the towel. Amen. Just call upon the name of the Lord while he's near. The Bible says, call upon the name of the Lord while he's here. Call upon him while he may be found.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's calling you right now. We got to get to the point where we need to answer the call. Amen. For what God is doing in our life.
Yes.
He's moving.
Amen.
He's moving right now. God is moving in the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
He's moving right now.
Absolutely.
I understand that Satan is the prince of this world.
Air.
But the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of the life, these things is of this world.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to perish.
Yes.
But Jesus said, my word will stand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the word of God that's going to make you. It's the word of God that is going to purify you.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? Make you whole.
Yeah. Yes.
Make you when you see evil, but you would not partake of it.
Amen.
You will not partake over that.
In the world, but not of it.
That's right.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
You know, I looking at the clock. Which is a habit you get into when you're a producer. And we've got maybe 6 minutes left. And so here's what I'd like to ask you to do, but I want to preface it by sharing this. This morning God led me to Ezekiel 37. And I mean, I picked up the Bible in my time of devotional time, and I said, Lord, where do you want me to go? And literally my hand was, you know, on the middle, and I opened it to, and it was Ezekiel 37, the Valley of Dry Bones.
Wow.
Now I know why he led me there, because this whole program has brought us to the point of really hearing the Word of God say that even as he called Ezekiel to prophesy in that vision, he was prophesying over Israel. And he called him to prophesy because God intended to raise up Israel, to bring them back to him, to give those dry bones, to put the flesh, the sinews, the organs, and to give them life, to the Spirit of God to breathe life into them. And so, brother, I'm going to ask you, we got about maybe 3-4 minutes. Would you prophesy over the church today in the closing of this program, brother?
Yes. I pray and I prophesy and I speak the word of God over your life this morning out there. We all need to understand that we're fighting a spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And I understand, and we need to all come together and know that I tell, amen, what thus saith the Lord God, amen, that you shall live and not die. And you shall be in a place where God will have for you to do in your life out there this morning. You don't have to be a victim of circumstance. Amen. You don't have to be like the wind, tossed, driven by every wind and doctrine. You can stand firm on the foundation of God that standeth sure. So right now, I speak life unto you right now. Oh, God is a good God. You need to understand who God is in your life. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But in all thy getting, get understanding. Mm. I speak right now to some families out there right now, some broken families right now. Oh, Lord, somebody done cried out all night long out there and it's gone astray. Even children have left home. Families, husbands and wives have left home. No peace in the home. There's division right now. But I pray God would come in right now and mend the brokenhearted together right now. God healed them of a contrite heart and of a broken spirit. He put them all back together again. God, have your way right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Lord, that one right there that's caught in the decision-making process, oh Lord, of uncertainty. They don't know, oh God, what the calling is upon their life right now, oh God. Oh Lord, before it's too late right now, because Satan desires to sift you as wheat, the Bible said. But God, Jesus told Peter, said, I have prayed for you that your faith falleth not. And I pray right now, God, oh Lord, that our faith, that the people faith right now, oh Lord, out there, the people of God, Oh Lord, that your faith falleth not right now. Reach out, amen, unto the Lord right now. Amen, that there's still time for you at the altar right now. It's not too late for you right now. Call upon him right now while he may be found. Yes. Seek him while he may be found right now in the name of Jesus. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that cannot fail. Amen, in the name of Jesus. He won't fail, the everlasting God. He said that love and kindness have I drawn unto thee, and I have loved you with everlasting love. Friend, God love you this morning out there in red of your land out there right now. Have your way, God, and with your people out there this morning, oh God. We pray, oh God, oh Lord, that we have touched somebody. Yes, somebody have been enlightened, oh God, out there this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough, oh God, for what you're doing, oh Lord, that you nailed every sin unto the cross, oh God. Oh Lord, knowing that we can walk the good walk of faith right now, in the name of Jesus. And I cancel every assignment what Satan do out to go and destroy right now. Amen. God came that we may have life and may have it more than abundantly right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, have your way, God. Peace be still in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, brother, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I'm glad that God doesn't give me a heads up on where He's going sometimes until He done it, because I am so excited.
Never know which way God gonna move.
That's right. Until He does, and then we're moving with Him. It's exciting. Our time is almost up, and brother, I just want to thank you for being with us today.
Well, it was a pleasure.
Amen.
Sharing
Thanks
your
for
time. You're a busy man, and so to be able to give us an hour or so really is wonderful.
Good. Why don't we remind our listeners his show is on Saturday mornings?
Yes,
right?
The Lively Stones Ministries live program is on every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. right here, 89.9 FM.
Amen.
And WCNO Christian Radio, and our brother Ezekiel Jones is here to bring the Word of God. It's fresh.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
Amen.
Yeah, I would like to piggyback off Pastor David, what he just said, we heard here every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. We just want to know from you, our listener audience, because you're very important to us, because without you, there's no program. Amen. Without you and your faithfulness and listening, amen. And we just want to touch the hearts of the people of God. And we don't know if we've been an encouragement. So if you want to call in on Saturday morning, do, because this is my first time live in the weekday. And it's more listeners on
the weekday rather than
on the weekend. And it's an early hour. 7:30 a.m. is extremely early.
It is,
So God bless
Especially
you.
Especially Saturday,
And thank you for having me, too, as well, out there in Radio Land. And thanks to the platform here as well. I'm grateful.
Hallelujah. Well, we're grateful that God led you here, brother. Have a blessed day. We'll be back next week, unless Jesus comes, in which case I can't tell you who's going to be on the air.
It's the Lord's will.
If anybody.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front line.